Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem? No match for a little DIY duct tape. Shoot, hold on. Nope, there we go. No match for a little... Ah, dang it, wait. Duct tape and a wrench. Leaks are no match for duct tape and a wrench. And a bucket and a towel, more duct tape, a hammer, this random tool I found in the basement, another bucket, more tape, a little more tape. Perfect.
Ah! On second thought, maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
And away go troubles down the drain.
Got an itch for sports talk while you work?
So just dropped his phone down his shirt.
You want to know why? He was using it to scratch his back.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Welcome back to Zolak and Bertrand at 12:51 here on this Wednesday. We go to the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline. We welcome in the head coach of the Boston Celtics, Brad Stevens, joins us now. Hi, Brad.
Hi, guys.
Hey, Coach. Really appreciate you doing this closeout interview with us. Sometimes when a season ends abruptly and not the way you wanted it to, it's easy not to do it, but we do appreciate it. And, you know, looking back on his series with Miami, as I'm sure you've racked it through your head a million times, is there anything you would have done differently? And it's not a specific game or a rotation. Is there anything you wish, boy, I didn't leave that one, you know, in my back pocket, that maybe I could have done this?
Yeah, I think it goes back to just the individual games. And obviously you always scrutinize each individual game, especially the losses, with even a finer tooth comb. And, you know, I'd say that in every game you ever coach, you know, there's going to be moments where you wish you would have done one small thing different. And I'd say that would be more the case in the individual games. As far as like trying things or being things that, you know, we didn't try, I would say that we tried quite a bit. They were obviously better late. In every game, they were extremely tied together. They were the best team we played, I thought, by quite a margin, because defensively they were very good and had options. And then offensively, I thought, you know, that the difference between them and other teams we had played was their ability to score really in three ways. They could score off all the cutting and motion, which was very difficult for everybody to stop throughout the seeding games and the playoffs. I thought we did a reasonable job guarding most of that stuff. I thought our pick and roll defense got better throughout the series. It was porous early, and then it got better. And then the third way, which a lot of playoff basketball becomes, is they could pick on matchups, and they tried to do that obviously quite a bit. And they did a good job of different guys at different times being able to take advantage of that. And, you know, there was a lot to improve upon in that series as a team. I certainly go back and look at all the different games. And again, especially the losses, especially the ones that go right down to the wire and say, what could I have done different from a strategy standpoint, a tactic standpoint, substitution pattern, whatever the case may be. But I thought that, you know, Miami deserved to move on. Miami was a better team. And, disappointed certainly in the result, not disappointed in the input from our guys. I thought what they gave, you know, all year was incredible. And, you know, we're disappointed to not still be playing. But certainly, you know, our guys gave it all they had.
You mentioned Miami staying together late in games. Offensively, why did it seem that your team got away from playing team basketball? And do you feel like there were too many threes taken late in some of these games, especially game six?
Game six, I thought, obviously, they stayed in that zone, which we played really well against the last maybe five halves of basketball prior to the very end of that game. And, you know, sometimes that's what you get. And we did get a few that were like drive and kick, inside out, ball touch the paint, you know, those step-in threes that are great shots. Obviously, with Adebayo in the middle of that thing, the way that you were going to get layups was to engage him in some level, and then be able to drop it to cutters. We missed a few opportunities at the rim. But we also missed some open shots. I think the early part of the series, game one, when you go back to it, I think our issue was the, you know, we were just a little too stagnant. And I thought we got better, and we really attacked their man well, and it's why they went zone quite a bit. And then, you know, the last, again, five halves, we felt good about our attack. But each game, each ending of that series was its own, you know, was a myriad of issues. I thought that there were a couple of times in the series where the turnovers were the biggest factor at the very end of the game, because it not only didn't get us points, but it led to points at the other end of the floor. So there are a myriad of things. There's no question we need to finish better than we did. And it was an interesting year because we started off the year in the first couple months really good at it. And then we went through a little bit of a spell there in March where we didn't finish well, and then it certainly bit us in this series.
When we spoke with you earlier in the postseason, we mentioned clutch, and you said, well, maybe a better word for that is will. Like, can a team impose its will throughout a game or series? Do you feel Miami did a better job of that? Was that a factor? And if so, how do you improve on that with the team, with the same guys next season?
Well, I think one of the things, you know, the want to was certainly there, the desire to, the, we had some errors obviously that were, you know, some forced by Miami on great defensive plays, some unforced that led to those easy baskets. So you're imposing your will with your activity defensively. And then I think the other way that they did that was, again, I thought that they in certain times certainly use their physical strength to get to places. You saw that with Adebayo in game six. You saw that on several occasions with Butler. Dragic had his moments. And, you know, that's a credit to them. You know, there's things that there's individual areas that we can improve on. There's no question about that. And there's collective areas that we can improve on. But again, I don't think that was a 1-2 issue. I think that was a, you know, we have to credit them for being better in those moments on both ends of the floor. And again, they deserve that. You know, I think that they're a heck of a team. They're the best team we played in the bubble, not close. And, it's, you know, it'll be a heck of a series here in the finals.
How do you feel about Marcus Smart taking more shots in game six in an elimination game than Jaylen Brown or Kemba Walker?
One of the things about that, the way that they were playing us, was a lot of attention at the top of the zones or even on the catch for certain guys was going to be more than others. And so I thought our guys made the right pass and the right play a lot. You saw Marcus hit those shots early in the game. And then I thought his best looks came in, you know, in the third quarter. I thought he had a couple of wide open ones in the corner that are, you know, he shoots a high percentage on. So I don't look at necessarily quantity of shots taken by each individual. I look at the quality of shots generated by our team. And there are certainly some throughout the game by our team that we could have gotten better looks. But I'd also think we attacked a lot of what they were trying to do well. We scored 113 points in that game and didn't convert much at the end. The deal is that the other end of the floor, you know, I thought they really took advantage of us in several instances.
Okay, so we've talked to you about this bubble since you guys have been in it, and you mentioned the amount of time everybody spends together and how much we like being around each other. Some teams, I think, maybe adapted to the bubble. You might think this is a stupid question, but played better in the bubble because it's the same court every time, and especially like young guys on Miami's team. And I know you got young guys too, but don't you wish that, like, at times, man, like, we could play this game, game four, six, in the Garden in front of our crowd to where it could be intimidating for a team, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think we all – there's no question we'd all prefer to play on home courts and in road courts. Like, those are, like – it's part of why you play. That's part of the fun. You know, I thought Miami played great in the bubble. I thought we played great. Like, we had a – we – if you would have told me – however long the season started, a year ago, that we were going to give ourselves a chance to play in the Eastern Conference Finals after beating Philly and Toronto heading into the year, I would have said, that's terrific. But when it, you know, when it gets down to it and you get in the middle of it, you always want more. And we all feel that way. But I thought that our guys really played, you know, great and did a lot of good things. We had some issues. We have some things we've got to clean up. We've got some things we've got to improve upon. But there's a lot of reason for us to be optimistic about being able to do that, which is good. I thought playing down a body for the better part of the first two series with Gordon out, and then even him coming back and obviously, you know, not 100%, I thought that the way that our other guys handled that was really impressive. And, you know, to go through it with them, to be there for as long as we were there, you know, I don't have anything but praise for the amount of time, input, and energy they put in to being the best that they could be. And I was telling my wife yesterday, like our training staff, our security guard that was there with us, our coaching staff, the different support staff we had. I mean, the amount, they worked 84 straight days. And they did it in a really unique, unusual situation. And I just am so thankful that all those people put in that much to give us a chance. And we came up short. And, you know, we recognize we came up short and we're accountable for coming up short. But I appreciate the effort that those people all put forth for us.
You mentioned sort of the will and desire and effort of your team this entire situation through the course of the bubble and in the playoff series. In this series, do you think there was maybe a physical toll that it took on your players by the end? Defensively, statistically, game six was not good. Was that part of maybe getting worn out?
Yeah. I don't ever want to use excuses like that. I mean, I just think it is what it is. You have to credit the other team for being able to operate in those circumstances, you know, physically. And there are certainly some throughout the game by our team that we could have gotten better looks. But I'd also think we attacked a lot of what they were trying to do well. We scored 113 points in that game and didn't convert much at the end. The deal is that the other end of the floor, you know, I thought they really took advantage of us in several instances.
Okay, so we've talked to you about this bubble since you guys have been in it, and you mentioned the amount of time everybody spends together and how much we like being around each other. Some teams, I think, maybe adapted to the bubble. You might think this is a stupid question, but played better in the bubble because it's the same court every time, and especially like young guys on Miami's team. And I know you got young guys too, but don't you wish that, like, at times, man, like, we could play this game, game four, six, in the Garden in front of our crowd to where it could be intimidating for a team, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think we all, there's no question we'd all prefer to play on home courts and in road courts. Like, those are, like, it's part of why you play. That's part of the fun. You know, I thought Miami played great in the bubble. I thought we played great. Like, if you would have told me however long the season started a year ago that we were going to give ourselves a chance to play in the Eastern Conference Finals after beating Philly and Toronto heading into the year, I would have said, that's terrific. But when it, you know, when it gets down to it and you get in the middle of it, you always want more. And we all feel that way. But I thought that our guys really played, you know, great and did a lot of good things. We had some issues. We have some things we've got to clean up. We've got some things we've got to improve upon. But there's a lot of reason for us to be optimistic about being able to do that, which is good. I thought playing down a body for the better part of the first two series with Gordon out, and then even him coming back and obviously, you know, not 100%, I thought that the way that our other guys handled that was really impressive. And, you know, to go through it with them, to be there for as long as we were there, you know, I don't have anything but praise for the amount of time, input, and energy they put in to being the best that they could be. I was telling my wife yesterday, like our training staff, our security guard that was there with us, our coaching staff, the different support staff we had. I mean, the amount, they worked 84 straight days. And they did it in a really unique, unusual situation. And I just am so thankful that all those people put in that much to give us a chance. And we came up short. And, you know, we recognize we came up short and we're accountable for coming up short. But I appreciate the effort that those people all put forth for us.
You mentioned sort of the will and desire and effort of your team this entire situation through the course of the bubble and in the playoff series. In this series, do you think there was maybe a physical toll that it took on your players by the end? Defensively, statistically, game six was not good. Was that part of maybe getting worn out?
Yeah. I don't ever want to use excuses like that. I mean, I just think it is what it is. You have to credit the other team for being able to operate in those circumstances, you know, physically and get to where they wanted to go. I mean, a lot of those shots that they got are right at the rim or, you know, you're then, you know, they put you in a bind because of the two shooters are ridiculous. And when I say ridiculous, those are two of the best shooters in the NBA. And then all those other guys get to the basket and one opens up the other. And then all of a sudden you're in a real bind. For the most part, we had guarded well, at times in the early part of the series, but I did think for whatever reason, they really got to where they wanted to go. And were able to put us in a tough spot.
Okay. Go ahead, Hardy. Oh no.
Oh no. Oh, you got something there, Hardy?
No.
Oh, okay. I
have a fun
go
question.
Ahead.
Can I have a fun question with you real quick here? What kind
are
of bed?
Allowed to do that?
Yeah, these are all fun.
No,
what
no.
Are you talking about?
he's like waiting for the humdinger to come right now. Like, did you have to bring in a special bed for Taco down there? Like, I think they had
extended beds for all the guys, but I'm sure Taco gets an extra extension. I don't know how how it fits in the room, but
shower.
The resort was really nice. You take your family down there and you go down there, you're going to have a great time. I'm not sure that you're ever going to want to stay there quite that long.
But, you're not going back, are you?
I probably won't be back anytime soon. But it was, you know, again, it was like there were challenges that came with it. It was, you know, it could be mentally taxing at times. But nobody ever showed that in the team setting. Nobody ever showed that. I go back to the staff. Like the assistants, no matter how much they were thinking about missing their families and everything else, they never showed it. They always brought everything they had. The energy was incredible. And I think getting together on the court, getting together in the meeting room was like the time where we all felt galvanized. It was the time where, like, this is what we're here to help each other have fun doing and try to be the best we could be. It's tough anytime you come up short, when you put yourself in position to have a chance. But again, the amount of improvement I'm encouraged by, and there are things we can get better at that we didn't do well in that series with time. And I think that we will have a huge emphasis on doing that.
Brad Stevens with us here on 98.5 The Sports Hub, WBZ FM, HD1 Boston. Brad, I want to follow up on that. You haven't won a title yet, obviously, but you said there are things you can improve on and get better at for next year. Did you go into this playoff run, and do you believe going forward that this group of players is capable of winning an NBA title?
I think so much has to go right. I think so much has to, you know, bend your way. But at the same time, I'd say, so this is the third time that I've been to the Eastern Conference Finals, pretty much three different groups, or, you know, there's some similarities, but, you know, I think obviously Jalen's been here for all of them. Smart's been here for all of them. Their roles have expanded over that time. Tatum was here, but I think that this is a really good group. And I think from what was accomplished to where we can go and where we can grow, I feel like this group has a chance to be special. And I think that that's really exciting. And, you know, I'm really hopeful. And I think that a lot of that hope, and when you look at Jalen and Jason's in particular, those guys' improvement, I just looked at the first 17 games of the season and compared it to the 17 playoff games when things are ratcheted up. They improved in every statistical metric. And when you think about just that growth in 1 year's time, and where that obviously with their age and where we can build, I think that we've got a lot of guys do a lot of good things, and that's just a good example that let's get better at the things that we need to clean up, and let's see what we can get accomplished.
Do you need another big?
I'm not going to get into that stuff right now. I'll talk to you guys in a couple months about all that stuff. Okay. I think at the end of the day, first of all, we would not have been in the position we were in without that rotation of bigs all elevating themselves, and especially Tice. Like, I thought Tice, what he was able to do this year, I don't think anybody would have predicted going into the year. And to put that on those guys is not fair. I thought they gave us everything they had. And, you know, if you would have told Tice at the start of the year, you're starting and you're going to go through Embiid, Gasol, Ibaka, and then Adebayo, you're like, that's quite a task. And for him, I thought the way he elevated himself, the minutes Rob gave us, Cantor and spots, I thought was terrific when asked. And all of them had a tremendous mindset about being a part of a hockey substitution pattern, which in the NBA is not always easy to do. But that was the way that we were going to attack it. I think we can all improve within this building. And it'll be interesting to see how the roster shapes itself out. We'll see how that all goes. But everybody that was in this building added to it. We just came up short.
And it changes every year, which conference is sort of stacked. And I think it's like that way in all sports. But looking forward to next year, like all these teams.
It's going to be stacked.
The East is going to be stacked next year. It's going to be a beast, isn't it? Like, people are going to add.
It's stacked.
Yeah.
It's stacked. It's not enough to stay the same as far as it's not enough to expect that because you ended where you ended that you're going to be back there. It's not the case. You have to improve within the group. You have to improve, you know, from our coaching standpoint, we all have to improve. Everyone has to get better for us to have a chance to be back where we were and then hopefully move ahead.
All right, Coach. Well, we appreciate you checking in today. We appreciate the interview that we've been doing all season long,
yeah,
as always. And hopefully we can do it again next year.
Enjoy your time at home.
Yeah, you guys be well.
All right, Coach. Thank you.
See ya.
Brad Stevens with us on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline.
Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem? Leaks are no match for DIY duct tape.
And a wrench. And a towel. More duct tape. A hammer. This random tube I found in the basement. Another bucket. More tape. A little more tape.
Perfect.
Maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
Roto-Rooter.